Courtney is a relatively new artist. Her claim to fame being that she was found on The X Factor in 2017, where she won the title and was signed by Syco Record Label, which is owned by the infamous and influential Simon Cowell. Her friends and family were astonished by her achievements on the show and supported her throughout. She told Simply Pop all about her meteoric rise to fame when she managed to find 5 minutes in her busy rehearsal schedule. The questions we put to her were just a selection of those you have tweeted into us since we said we were going to be meeting with her. Danny came into our offices earlier on this week and gave us a full detailed update on her life today. We used this opportunity to ask her all of the questions that you guys have been dying to know. How did you feel when you signed the record contract with Syco? I honestly couldn't believe it at first. I've never been the girl that has been good at many things, and I'm definitely not one to show off. But when the opportunity came about, I couldn't turn it down. It's been my dream to sing ever since I used to sing in the living room with my granddad. I've always loved singing Angels by Robbie Williams. Whenever I sing it now, I think of him. I owe all of this to him. I would have given it all up years ago if he hadn't given me the push that I needed. I hope that I can help other people like me not to give up on their dreams. As granddad used to say, if you fail, try and try again until you succeed. Do you notice any changes in your day-to-day life now that you are in this industry? Absolutely. I went to Tesco the other day because I'd run out of milk, so I just went in my joggers and coat as it was late at night. I must have got asked to take a picture by like 10 people, and I was only in there for 2 minutes. Even my mum said that a simple trip to town these days is never just a trip to town, because we get bombarded by loads of people. I mean, don't get me wrong, I owe everything that I have become to my fans, but I always did love my privacy, and now that's been kind of stripped away from me, I do miss it sometimes, but I wouldn't change this for the world. We heard that Ariana Grande got in touch. What can you tell us about that? You know what? It was actually crazy. I still can't believe it now, if I'm honest. I was just scrolling through my Twitter feed, and then I saw I had a notification, and Ariana had mentioned me in a tweet. I have honestly loved her music since I was about 7 years old, and for such an inspirational woman to even acknowledge that I exist, let alone take the time out of her day to tweet me. Well, I just don't think I'll ever experience anything like it, to be honest. It's a funny story, really, because she then DM'd me and gave me her phone number, and I guess I can tell you now, but this is an exclusive to Simply Pop. We're currently in discussions for me becoming our opening act in her Sweet Noir tour next year. I can't believe this is my life now. Have your family supported you through the journey? They're absolutely amazing. I can never thank them for what they've done for me, but if it wasn't for them, I don't think I would have been able to get out of the dark place that I was a few years ago. My mum actually loves the attention, believe it or not. She won't leave the house now without makeup just in case somebody wants a picture with her. What are your New Year's resolutions? Do you think you'll stick to them? Everybody has New Year's resolutions, so yes, I do. But who knows if I'll stick to them. I mean, obviously everyone's New Year's resolution is to lose weight and get in shape, so that is mine every year. However, I'm still yet to get a gym membership. Another one is to make an album of my own. I've got a few name ideas, such as Glam or Sparkle. I want my personality to shine through in whatever I do. So this is kind of an extravagant one, because I would love for that to happen, but there are so many great artists out there that I just don't know if it will happen. My final New Year's resolution for this year is to spend as much time with my family as possible. With being on The X Factor last year, I didn't get to spend as much time as I would have liked with them, so this year I vow to spend more time with them. Apart from Ariana's tour, have you got any plans to do your own tour next year, and who would be your opening act? OMG, it would actually be my dream to have my own tour. I absolutely love music and how it makes me and other people feel, and I would just love to dedicate a tour to it. Only time will tell, because yeah, as I said, it would absolutely make my year if I was able to tour. I would love it if Ariana actually opened my tour. I know she's super busy, most definitely won't have time for it, but a girl can dream, can't she? So it looks like it's going to be a busy year for Danny. Simply Pop wish her all the luck in the world, and we'll be following her journey closely. And remember, you heard it here first about the Ariana Grande Sweetener tour. Okay. You need to learn a bit more about full stops and commas. So, come. Okay, so this first sentence is very long, and I think you should put in a comma after The X Factor in 2017. So then it'd be The X Factor in 2017, where she won the title and was signed by Syco Record Label, comma, which is owned by the infamous and influential Simon Cowell. And then meteoric, is that the right word to use? Questions we put out were just selection of those you've tweeted. Yeah, so you said it was just a selection, Then you said we asked all of the questions. Yeah, this, I, when you say I think of him, I owe all of this to him, I feel like you could get rid of I owe all of this to him, because you're kind of saying that in the rest of it. Yeah, I think this bit is okay. Yeah, this bit. I guess I can tell you, well, that should say now, not no. But this is an exclusive to Simply Pop. We are currently in discussion for me being hoping out until we know our tour next year. Okay, yeah, that's fine actually. I don't think I would have been able to get out of the dark place that I was in a few years ago. I think you should get rid of the ha ha bit, because like in a proper interview they'd probably just put in like brackets, like laughs or something like that. But who knows how to tell me, obviously. Shapes up mine every year. However, I'm still yet to get your membership. Okay. And I want it, my personality. I want my personality to shine through in whatever I do. So this is kind of my extravagant one. So I love myself. I think you said year quite a lot, and these, you've got like my New Year's resolution being like back to last year. I'm gonna fight them through this year. maybe like say I would have liked with them. So yeah, maybe just yeah. And OMG, I don't know if you mean for that to say OMG or her saying oh my god, but they've just printed it as OMG. So if it actually is her saying OMG, maybe change it to oh my god. Only time will tell, but yeah, as I said. Would absolutely make me here if I was able to talk. I think some parts of this you've kind of written sort of like you can tell that you're writing exactly what has come out of her mouth, but I think maybe sort of paraphrase a bit of it and just sort of say only time will tell, but it would absolutely make my year. Run on over top no shoot be busy most definitely gonna talk about back up. Yeah, apart from that it's alright. It's good. I just think you kind of need to sort of like, because did you hear as I was reading it aloud, I was kind of doing it quite quickly because there wasn't anything to tell me to do it slowly. Yeah. Yeah.